Crossbreed Holster Studios.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
We're in a new decade on the Lead Slingers microphone. This is Armed American Radio.
I have the right to defend my gift of life.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Educating and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast, here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Love that intro. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast Studio, the Crossbreed Holster Studios, on the Lead Slingers microphone, which tomorrow, in just a few short hours from now, will transform into the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Isn't that awesome? Welcome inside. If you're listening on any of the hundreds of radio stations around the country, nearing 250, thanks for doing that. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, we appreciate it. Like and share the post, please. Thousands of you see the videos over the course of the weeks, and we appreciate that very much. And if you are tuned in on your television screens in Northern California and Reno, Nevada, we're at home with you, all right? We're going to have a great program, a great hour lined up for you. The program before you, this hour, if this is the only one you're listening to, you missed a good one. Make sure to go back and catch it on the podcast. I'll have it up at armedamericanradio.org. Within minutes of this show closing, generally within a half hour, you missed in the first hour of the program, Stacey Washington. Stacey on the right, one of my favorite people on earth, one of my three all-time favorite talk radio hosts. She's back now on Sirius XM, The Patriot, Channel 125. Every Sunday morning from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern time. Look to hear me on there with her. I can't wait. She's been a regular guest on this program over the years. We're going to have a great time with Miss Stacey Washington. She was awesome in the first hour of the program. Then we had Sadie Sweat join us from North American Arms. Two very cool little, I guess I want to say add-ons, because they're moving a Viridian laser to all of their 22 Magnums, these little minis. These guns are just a class by themselves. Nothing comes close. If you've never seen one, I've got about six of them, and they're at, well, five, because one of them I gave away to a winner just recently. But they are absolutely wonderful, and the visual of those with a Viridian laser is awesome. So make sure to go back and listen to that. She'll tell you everything you need to know. And, of course, the great Neil McCabe and A.W.R. Hawkins, and then Sheriff Mack in the previous hour. I mean, because it get any better than that? Maybe. Because both of those individuals in the previous hour, all three of them actually, are veterans over the years of the Armed American Radio Roundtable. So let's give you the lineup in today's roundtable. First off, let's introduce Mr. Neil McCabe, because he came in and was waiting from the previous hour. Neil, how the heck are you?
Fantastic, Mark. And I'm really pumped up about this roundtable. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight.
This is going to be good. This is going to be good in large measure because you guys are going to be running more of it than you usually do. I'll explain in a minute. Mr. Justin Moon, the CEO of Car Arms. Justin, how the heck are you?
I'm doing good, Mark. It's good to be on with you again.
Oh, I can't. I've been looking forward to this. Everybody had the last week off. We ran an encore of you guys with Sheriff Mack back on June 7th. Where that show was so good, we ran that as an encore on Father's Day so everybody could get a break in the roundtable. So welcome back, Justin. It's great to have you here. And guess who's jumping in here with us now, guys? Dr. John Adine, one of the members of, an original member of, Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, and a pediatric orthopedic surgeon who has done work not only for my kids, but for my nephew just recently as well, down in San Antonio, Texas, DRGO's own Dr. John Adine. John, how are you, doctor?
I'm doing really well. I'm living the life, as they say, you know, just, answering the calls and taking care of kids. I'm not on call this weekend, so that's good.
That's a beautiful thing. This is Armed American Radio's medical advice. Justin, if you ever need advice, shoot me an email, let me know, and we'll throw you right over to Dr. John, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good. Let's get started, guys. Neil, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to let you start off, and I'm going to let you pick a topic on Armed American Radio, and then you throw it over to Justin, and then Justin will throw it over to John and come back to me, and I'll be a guest. Go for it.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, what was it, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, Mark, when we were told that police chief from Atlanta, Erica Shields, yep, was really the example, the paragon of what a police officer should be in 2020. She listens, she's generous, she's open-minded, she's going to hold her officers accountable, and everybody was told that she's just wonderful, And then she just quit. Yep. And now, you know, in Atlanta, I don't know if they've appointed a new chief or not, but it's just curious to me how are guys reacting to, like, the way the news cycle runs. And really reminds me of some of those crazy days during sort of the reign of terror during the French Revolution, where it's just like one coup after another coup. It's like the left makes a hero and then tears them down so quickly. And, I'm thinking about Erica Shields, but I'm wondering if the other guys are, you know, sort of seeing other examples of sort of like the left creating a hero. And then the next thing, you know, we find out, oh, wait, they're the problem also.
Justin.
Well, you know, all around the country, right, the crazy fanatical left are tearing down statues and monuments. Really great figures in American history. People who really, like George Washington, who was the father of this nation and brought liberty to the world. But you know what they, one statue they haven't torn down in Seattle? They haven't torn down the statue of Lenin, Vladimir Lenin, the guy who killed 40 million people in Russia under the Marxist Revolution there. Can you believe that?
Dr. John, jump in. I'm going to let you guys throw it around the table. We're just going to go. We're all in this together.
Justin, it doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, if you look at, you know, he's their hero. And, you know, what they really want to do is, you know, transform America into, the old Soviet Union. They want to have their people in power. And they want to go from rule of law to rule of man. And that's just not what the United States is about. And sooner or later, patriots are going to step up and say, this is enough. In some places, there are already, patriots getting together, getting ready. Here in the Alamo, they were talking about, in San Antonio, they were talking about defacing the Alamo. Well, next thing you know, there are a bunch of people armed standing in front of the Alamo protecting it. And that's the kind of stuff that although our mayor is independent, he actually came from Austin, and he's no conservative. Let's just put it that way.
Go ahead, John.
But still, you know, the people here in San Antonio, there's still enough people who are patriotic Americans. They won't stand for it.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're just going to keep going. We're going to keep going until Sean cuts us off, and whoever happens to be there. And if you guys can't hear the music, I'll let you know and you can take us to the break. We'll have some fun. We'll all be hosts today. You mentioned, John, Black Lives Matters, and Justin, you mentioned Lenin, and Neil, you started us off in this direction. So I want to remind everybody sitting here in the roundtable that it was the Black Lives Matter co-founder, Patrice Cullors. There was a video that came out from 2015 that has surfaced where she calls herself a trained Marxist and be the protege of an individual by the name of Eric Mann. Eric Mann happens to have spent years and years and years working with Obama's friends over at the Weather Underground. These are terrorist organizations, Neil, and they're taking over parts of our cities, and we're being forced to corporations are some of our most incredible corporations in this country are now feeding them, and I'm just wondering if it's because they think they're going to be extorted. Go ahead.
Well, I will tell you that 3 and 4 years ago, the Republican Party on Capitol Hill could have fought to shut down sanctuary cities. Certainly the Justice Department has had the opportunity for the last 3.5-4 years to shut down sanctuary cities. But when you don't shut down sanctuary cities, this is what you get. And you talk about the corporations. Not only are the corporations basically saying that there's, 100 or something CEOs actually said that the goal of their company is social justice, not increasing shareholder value or generating profits. You also have dozens of U.S. corporations, including I just saw Verizon joining them Friday, that are pulling their ads from Facebook. Now, Facebook is no friend to the conservative movement, and yet you have major corporations pulling millions of dollars of advertising from Facebook because Facebook is not doing enough to restrict conservative speech, what they call hate speech. And I'll just say it right now. Mark Zuckerberg told Congress that Facebook does not restrict political speech. It only restricts hate speech. And in fact, what they do is Facebook declares political speech on the right is called hate, and hate speech on the left is called political. And they're running a game on us, and the corporations are part of it.
That's music. You're the host. Take us to the break. You've got 15 seconds. Go.
Hey, join us.
You can do it. Come on.
Go.
Say it. Join us after the break. We'll be right back.
Join us
after the break. We'll be right back. This is going to be a fun hour. I hope all my guests get stuck being a host at the break. Back right after this with a great roundtable on AAR.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
2020 might just go down as the most memorable year in recent history. The corona pandemic, the George Floyd protests, and now health officials warning about the extremely unusual outbreak, the Asian tiger mosquito. This exotic species can transmit harmful diseases like Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Experts at the CDC are strongly encouraging residents to take precautions such as using insect-repelling light bulbs when outdoors during the peak mosquito biting hours. Good news, our partner at Pulse TV is offering listeners the Insect Assassin Ninja Bulb, right? The Insect Assassin Ninja Bulb. This innovative light utilizes ultraviolet LEDs to attract flying pests, and a metal grid delivers 2,000 to 3,000 volts, killing them instantly. But you must hurry. Inventory is limited. These will sell out fast. To get this exclusive offer, just visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED and place your order today. Again, PulseTV.com/ARMED.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Darn right they do. Love those guys. Was communicating with them earlier today. And it's not just them that support Armed American Radio, but others as well. We'll talk about that in a little bit. I had a lot of fun at that break. Neil McCabe, let me go back to you because you got caught there. And now let me remind you, listeners and viewers, that Neil has stood on national television cameras in front of the White House and the Capitol for years, tossing it back to the studios. Neil, I caught you. And some of the fans over on the stream are loving it. Got him. Martin says, got him, and I love it. That was a lot of fun. So I'm just warning everybody on the panel, if you're talking and the music's coming, I know you don't get the break shots like I get from Sean, but I'm going to let you know you got it. And if you're talking on the mic and got it, I'm going to let you toss it to the break. So have some fun with that. It'll be a blast. All right, Neil, I was laughing so hard I kind of forgot where we were at. So if you can remember, take us over to Justin, please.
Well,
if
listen,
not, I can take you somewhere else.
Well, you know, and you were making the point about, you know, the left-wing corporations that, you know, are getting involved in social justice and obviously right. against gun rights. And, you know, we complain a lot, and I think there's certainly justification for it about Facebook. And even tonight, I was watching the Facebook live stream. And my Facebook won't allow me to like comments on the Facebook live stream.
Well, let me tell you, as the host of the show, I'll give you one better. And I do want to take it over to Justin from the CEO standpoint. Here's what mine says. And I'm providing the stream to the world. And it says right now, sorry, we're having trouble playing this video. That's on my stream and it's coming from my cameras. And I'm watching the actual, I can see it on my monitors, but Facebook is not allowing me to see it. Justin, quickly, as the CEO of Carr Arms, when we were talking about this, you heard Neil say, you know, these guys are, you've got 100 CEOs plus that are saying that their number one deal is social justice. I thought as the CEO, my responsibility and your responsibility was to create as much profit as possible for our shareholders. Am I missing something in business college? I got a degree in business management.
Hey, Mark, you're absolutely right. But, you know, what these 100 CEOs of these large corporations are showing us is exactly what the problem is in our country today. America was based on small and mid-sized businesses, and our laws were initially structured to help support grow those businesses. But unfortunately now, with the way that our federal government has become overgrown and all of our state governments have become overgrown, the regulatory structure in our country now favors these large corporations. And these corporations, there's even more concentration in them than you would ever imagine because, you know, these corporations are not all independently separate from each other. They're all connected by corporate boards and, you know, intricate stockholder ownership, which concentrates corporate power to just a very few number of people. And so this is the real fundamental problem and danger in America. We really have to break up some of these, you know, large conglomerates, which are now, you know, interfering with our politics here in America and our democracy and our republic.
Boy, I tell you, that is, John, I got to go to you with that one, John, because that's, you know, as conservatives, we love, I don't want to take away your thunder. I'll comment when it comes back to me. John, your thoughts on what you just heard Justin Moon, the CEO of Carr Arms, say.
Right, yeah, and, you know, and I'm a small business owner, okay, and I have to deal with large corporations. I have to deal with large hospital corporations. I have to deal with large insurance companies who, by the way, don't allow us to talk to each other about prices that you know that they're charging us, but they can you know through back channels kind of play the game. You know, they can lowball us, and you know if you're a small practice, you get the low ball. If you're in a big practice, you get a little bit better because you have a bigger market share. And so, you know, again, the rules are skewed for the big corporations and not the small corporations.
You know, yeah. Go ahead, Justin, please.
No, he's absolutely right. It's not an even playing field. The big corporations have a huge regulatory advantage over small and mid-sized corporations because of the large regulatory structure of the federal and state government. The federal bureaucracy, the state bureaucracy are the primary reason why Americans can't get a fair break these days. Why the ladder to climb up that economic, ladder is being pulled up away from the common man.
You know, it's interesting, as a small business owner myself, this is my third or fourth business I've run over the years. I feel that from a regulatory standpoint, I have to wind my way through things that large corporations don't. And come tax time at the end of the year, I fear certain things as a small business owner, whether it's an LLC and being taxed as a sub S, et cetera, for the benefit that those things involve. I feel like the hammer comes down every April. And I'm dealing with that now through July as a small business owner, as a CEO of two companies. And it's difficult. And they certainly don't make it any easier, Neil, for us to get out, to become, or to grow and to get big, which is what they should want us to do. And I'm watching states right now, like Jersey, like Pennsylvania, New York, Michigan, my gosh, half Whitmer up there. Now back into California, bars are being shut down in Florida. Now, what do bars have to do? What, coronavirus spreads because it spreads in bars? But it doesn't spread in huge protests in Miami and Tampa and Jacksonville and Orlando? Only bars, Neil? And these are small business owners that are taking it right on the chin. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Because, what Justin was saying is, like everybody around this table, I assume, has run a small business. For four years, I ran a neighborhood newspaper in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Yeah. And, there's no way I was following all the laws and regulations I was supposed to. But, I didn't have all the departments and the lawyers and the compliance officers that like IBM or the New York Times, can afford. And, the thing is that an independent businessman or a family-owned business is independent and it doesn't have to rely on the government. And so you can't, that's different if you're, what they want is they want everybody working for these large corporations who are also roped in with these large unions so that when they cut a deal, they only have to talk to the CEO and the head of the union. They have two conversations, right? But if there's, you remember when all the gas stations were independently owned and operated? It's like those were all independent guys. Now the people working it's like companies run these gas stations and the people there make minimum wage. Then you're not supporting a family as a cashier at a gas station, but you could support a family owning a gas station, but they made it impossible. Nobody can run a gas station anymore, and they want to squeeze those independent people out. You drive around suburban Washington, D.C., you see all of these.
Neil, you got 20 seconds,
closed, brother.
I guess you're stuck taking us to the break again unless you want to toss it over to – Toss it over to Justin.
Hey, listen. Justin is 8 seconds. No. Listen, let me just say that the small business.
Hurry, toss it to Justin. Hurry up.
Listen, we'll be back after the break on Armed American Radio.
Justin Moon coming back. I'm going to take all of you guys to the Washington Post, and I promise Justin and John are going to get a chance to take us to the break. I'll finagle a way to make that happen with all these little buttons and stuff. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. You know the promo code over there. AAR is the promo code. Mike Lindell, one of those CEOs that we're talking about that is not making his business's number one goal social justice warrior-inism. Okay, we make up our own words here. Warrior-inism. That's what we'll call that. That's not what he is. He knows his corporate responsibilities, and he supports other conservative causes. He supports the right to bear arms. And I know everyone at this table will echo when we all know what kind of pressure he's under. Just like I said, he says a prayer at the Rose Garden and the left tore him to shreds. We support Mike Lindell. We don't kneel, nor does Mike Lindell. We stand up for what we believe in, and he does as well. And I know everybody here at the table feels the same way. So let's go back. That promo code, by the way, at MyPillow.com is AAR. Please use it. I'll tell you about more of our great partners in the next break. Let me go now to Justin Moon. Justin, this is one of the craziest things I've ever seen. This is how far they will go. I mean, I guess they, and I can't wait to hear what you say about this. Justin, we've said this. You've heard me say this on the program. I've mentioned it to you. I've mentioned it for many, many years. But if you show me an American city in decay, I'll show you an American city controlled by Democrats at every level for decades. And I've gone as far as saying, prove me wrong, you can't do it. Well, Trump has been saying that, right? You've been hearing him say that? He's been pointing out that these cities are all in trouble or Democrat run, right?
Absolutely.
Here's what the Washington Post said a couple days ago. This is their headline from their political analysis section. Trump keeps claiming that most dangerous cities in America are all run by Democrats. They aren't. Now, they put a list here. Not only did they list it, they color-coded it by blue and red. Take a listen to the list that they put up. Mayoral party in cities with the most violent crime. Democrat blue, independent gray, Republican red. Overall, here's the top 20. New York, blue. Los Angeles, blue. Chicago, blue. Houston, blue. Philadelphia, blue. Memphis, blue. Detroit, blue. Dallas, Democrat. Phoenix, Democrat. Baltimore, Democrat. San Antonio and Vegas, independent, but they're both left Democrat. Milwaukee, blue. Nashville, blue. Charlotte, blue. Albuquerque, blue. Jacksonville, Florida, red. St. Louis, blue. San Francisco, blue. Cleveland, blue. Then they go down to per 10,000 residents. Memphis, blue. St. Louis, blue. Detroit, blue. Baltimore, blue. Springfield, Missouri, independent, but left. Stockton or Little Rock, blue. Stockton, California, blue. Cleveland, blue. San Bernardino, blue. Oakland, blue. New Orleans, blue. Albuquerque, blue. South Bend, blue. Milwaukee, blue. Rockford, blue. Lansing, blue. North Las Vegas, blue. Wichita, blue. Chattanooga, blue. Houston, blue. I think it's a pretty freaking safe bet to say the top cities in this country that are in decay are run by Democrats. I need you to prove me wrong before my head blows.
I think you just put President Trump right. It also proves that basically one of the most fearful statements in the world is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. And
the
COVID crisis proved that more than anything else.
You know, okay, Jacksonville. Well, guess what? Jacksonville's not in decay. Okay, that's the only city you got is Jacksonville. And they actually put that up there. John Adeen, please help me understand how could they believe their bubble so much that they would actually, they might as well just put a recording up that I just did to prove their point and made themselves look stupid.
Right. Well, I've lived in a couple of several of the cities on the list. I've lived in Jacksonville, and you're right. It's not in decay. It was actually a pretty vibrant place. They were expanding their businesses, and they had a new NFL team right when I was there. And so, you know, it's crazy. The amount of failure to recognize reality, I guess you can call it fantasizing on their part, is unbelievable. You know, it's unbelievable. But I lived in New York. I lived in Long Beach. I lived in Jacksonville. I've lived in, of course, San Antonio. You know, the places that are decaying are definitely run by the left. No doubt about it.
Neil McCabe, you've run newspapers. You're a journalist. You've reported this stuff. How possibly could the Washington Post? Because here's what they said after showing this graph. It's all blue except for one red Jacksonville, which proves my statement over all these years. Show me a city in decay in America, I'll show you a city run by Democrat at every level for decades. Here's what they say. Trump would no doubt shrug at that detail, decrying as fake news the revelation that his assertion was only slightly wrong. I mean, they're serious about this, Neil?
Well, yeah. I mean, the Washington Post. I mean, it's, you know, since it's been bought by Jeff Bezos, I mean, it was always bad. But it was bad because it was, you know, it was like a trade paper. It was like, you know, it's like, you know, Washington, D.C. is a political town, and it covers that industry the way, you know, newspapers like Hollywood Reporter, Variety cover Hollywood. And so, yeah, it sort of had a chamber of commerce sort of attitude about building a bigger government, because that's what Washington is. It's a government town. It has completely gone to the next level, to the extent that it, you know, Bezos brought his left coast wacky liberalism, and they just don't care. They don't care about the truth. You read stuff in the Washington Post all the time that isn't true. And, you know, the reporters, you know, I know a lot of them. I like a lot of them. But, you know, it's like when I'm talking to them, I don't pretend that they care about this country. They just want to get rid of Donald Trump. And, you know, it's like it's only partially true. I mean, it's just every day they put in stuff. The Washington Post had told us that Trump was working with the Russians. I mean, everything about it is BS. And I think in that article, you know, it's like if you read it, they basically admit that their own point is wrong.
After throwing dirt, you have to dig three quarters of the way down to get to that point. They go, yeah, I mean, Yeah, okay. Well, most cities are Democrat. Yes, they are. That's the point that we're trying to make. 100% vindicated, you know, by this column like from the Washington Post.
Justin's in Worcester. I mean, would you consider Worcester a well-run city, Justin?
No.
There's your answer to that.
Yeah, I have a factory in Worcester, but I'm living in Pennsylvania.
Okay. All right, yeah.
I'm at my Pennsylvania plant.
It's really sad. I think that cities have become really toxic to our democracy and to our economy. And I think that I'm really glad when I hear people moving out of cities.
That's because they're Democrat controlled. There's a correlation there. Let's go to another Democrat controlled city. Justin, gun sales are surging in, of all cities, Minneapolis. Does that even shock you at the least bit?
Oh, I think that the citizens of Minneapolis are very smart and intelligent for buying more guns because, you know, since the city council there has decided to defund the police, basically, you know who's going to take over. It's going to be the Sharia law police from the Muslim community over there. They're going to be enforcing Sharia law and making everybody wear hijabs. And probably kidnapping people to sell them into sex slavery, which is permitted under Islam. So you better watch out.
Man, I'll tell you, Minneapolis is in big trouble. AM 1280, The Patriot, you're tuned in. You're tuned in live right now. You know, this craziness that's going on up there right now. Justin, you're right. 12 council members, all 12, voted to defund, all 12. And I was mentioning in the previous segment, and I don't know if it was a Minneapolis police officer or not. It really doesn't matter whether he was or not. But the police officer made a video of himself, TikTok video, of himself in his car, in uniform, saying, you know, there's a defund the police movement rally today, protest. He said, I don't care. I like protests. He said, and then he started to chuckle, and he said, but in this case, they've sought police protection at the defund the police protest. They want the police, who they want defunded, to protect them today. And he cracked up, and then he said a bad word, and unfortunately I can't play it on television or radio. And he laughed, and he said, you just can't make this stuff up. I mean, this is where we're at today. When we come back, we'll go back to Justin, and then we're going to go back to Dr. John Adine, and we're just going to keep going around the table. We've got one more segment left. I love these roundtables. Hope you do, too. Back right after this.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone. In just a few hours, this microphone transforms into the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone tomorrow for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. So I hope you're tuned in for that every day as well, too. I want to give a quick shout to all of our sponsors. Lead Slingers is, of course, Brad is not here today. He's traveling. Hopefully he's listening. Brad, we're giving you a shout out. We miss you today, but I know we'll see you next week. Just wanted to let you know that. LeadSlingersWhiskey.com. If you want to find out where you can find it in your area, really simple. Visit the site and then put your zip code in. It will tell you where the distributors are in your area. If there's not one there yet, it won't be long, I can promise you. DefenderCoffee.com. I'm at the last bit of my iced coffee here, thank goodness, but that means it's going to be a long night. AAR is the promo code. DefenderCoffee.com. Support the Second Amendment organization of your choice. I support the Second Amendment Foundation. You can do the same thing at SAF.org. Also, Crossbreed Holsters. This is the Crossbreed Holster Studios, has been for well over a decade. We love Crossbreed, everything Crossbreed, including the Super Tuck. So make sure that you visit CrossbreedHolsters.com and take advantage of the discounts that are there, and they are back on track as far as shipping. They've gotten caught up. GunBroker.com, sign up. It's 100% free, always. You never have to pay anything, ever, unless you want to buy something off the site that you see, and you may very well want to do that, but that's up to you. And, of course, MyPillow.com, AAR is the promo code. North American Arms, Sadie was here talking about those guns over at North American Arms in the first hour. We'll have more information about that for you coming up next week, because there's a couple of them out there. I'll let you know which ones I pick up. I'll be talking to her this week. And, of course, I think that covers this. FrontSight.com. Let's make sure FrontSight.com/Mark, FrontSight.com/MARK, and take advantage of that free class over there. A number of you are all over that. I'm getting tons of emails. Thank you for supporting them. Arena. Ignatius Piazza will be on the program next week with us. You heard Sheriff Mack talk about him being a friend of his out there in the Vegas area. And we look forward to having Mr. Piazza, or Dr. Piazza, I should say, on the program with us next week. And, of course, there's PulseTV.com, PulseTV.com/armed, and take advantage of all those thousands of products that those guys from Chicago have put up in support of Armed American Radio. All right, let's get going back over to the roundtable here. We've got one segment left. I think, Justin, I think I left it with you last. Was that right?
It could be. Either way, I could go.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm out. I got nothing else to talk about. You guys throw it at me. Let's go. Somebody bring something up they want to talk about. Justin, I'll throw it to you. Go for it.
Well, you know,
I ran out of time. Go ahead. It's up to you guys. Go for it.
Let me jump in. I'm going to jump in.
All right, Dr. John, go ahead.
Yes, you know, let's go back to the Minneapolis City Council. Right after they voted to defund the police, they voted private security for themselves.
Oh.
Talk about, you know, hypocrites.
Oh.
Okay, you know, this is the kind of people you're dealing with. Okay, and then, you know, all these people are trying to buy guns. But look at all the gun control states, the New Yorks, New Jerseys, Californias, Illinois. You got to have a FOID card. Everything's backed up. Background checks aren't happening. Is that by design, or is that just incompetence? Or maybe a little bit of both, you know, because what they're trying to do is keep people from not buying guns. And hopefully this whole thing will blow over, and then they'll decide, well, maybe not. Because once you buy a gun, you become invested. You know, it's not just a gun owner, but you actually start to look at yourself differently. You're actually taking responsibility for your own security. Because let's face it, we learned the last couple of months the cops aren't going to be there all the time, are they?
All right, John, who do you want to throw that to? Take your pick.
Let's hear Neil.
Neil, go ahead. Neil?
Did we lose Neil?
No? No?
Sorry.
Did we lose Neil?
No.
Neil?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure where the numbers are, but I'm guessing in the last, you know, since the Obama administration, there are 15 to 20 million more gun owners in America. Does that sound about right, Mark?
You know what, Justin? Justin, you might have that a little bit better. I mean, I know where we're at from relative to an uptick, of course, in record background checks, NICS checks, form 4473s. But what are you seeing, Justin?
We're seeing a very strong demand right now. I don't know if it's 20 new gun owners, but it's definitely going to be more than 20 million guns since Obama has taken office. So there's been a tremendous increase in the number of firearms sold in the U.S. So that's a good thing for us. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and so my point on that is, you know, following up what John is saying, is that, you know, I really believe that the vast majority of gun owners wish they didn't have to have a gun, wish that they weren't in a situation where, and I know there are collectors, and I know there's gunsmiths, and I know that, but most people, when they reach that point where they cross that line and they say, because of the situation that I am in, my family is in, my business is in, my ranch, right, my farm, the mob coming down the street, it's, you know, we would prefer to live in a place where it wasn't necessary. And so when you cross that line, it's not only is it that emotional decision, you know, and all the hassle that you go through and the explanations that you have to make to people, when you actually do it, the idea that you're going to go through all of that trouble and climb that emotional wall and then let a bunch of hacks take your gun away is absurd. And I really believe that it's a paramount issue. And, you know, states that, you know, that have sort of a legacy of voting for the Democratic Party, in areas that have a legacy of voting for the Democratic Party, they're the ones in all this turmoil, or they have the worst turmoil. Well, they're also going to be the places where people are buying a gun. Because the bottom line is that there's, in the human spirit, there is no obligation to be a victim. People aren't going to just accept that you have to hide behind the couch or run out the back door. And I think that's what's going to really play out in the election.
Neil, Justin, let me ask you this question, because you'll agree with me or not, it's fine. But I believe, you know, like Neil, okay, there are a lot of people out there who felt they probably might not have needed a gun. Now they obviously feel they need a gun because of what they're seeing play out in America. These are their city streets. This is the country they live in. They never thought they'd see this. And lo and behold, they're seeing it. And Neil said a lot of those people might think that, you know, that a lot of Americans might think they hope that they never needed a gun. Well, here's what I'll tell you. When we get to that point, here's what my address is going to be. 200 Unicorn Lane, and I'm going to be at the cross street of Fairy Dust Trail, okay? We're seeing this play out. This is reality, is it not? This is why we have guns to begin with, and the founders knew it then, didn't they?
Oh, the founders certainly knew that government's tendency is to grow, and as it grows, basically, they take away your freedoms, and there's only one way to get it back. You can vote your way into communism and socialism, but you got to shoot your way out, you know.
Oh, such a great point. Sean just gave us the out, and Justin got stuck with that. But I'm going to save you on this one, Justin, because this is the out for the whole show. So I'll go ahead and own this one, and I'll just go around the table. Neil, thank you so much for being here and for jumping in the second hour as well. Man, I love you to death. You know that. And, of course, Justin Moon, can't wait to see you back in here next week. Brad Primo from Lead Slingers will be back here. Of course, Justin Moon, being the CEO of Car Arms, knows a little bit about being a CEO. He knows about CEOing, and he knows about gun manufacturing, okay? Make sure to visit Car Firearms Group, just car.com. And Dr. John Adine from Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. All you guys are the best. You made a great roundtable. Here's the deal. Tomorrow, I'm going to get up and do it again because they don't want me to. Until we meet on the radio, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely. Everyone, never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught without his club. Don't you be that one.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. Yeah!